Cuts so deep you'll need a team of surgeons. It's Waldman's Wardrobe on KX93.5.
That's right. Every Tuesday morning, we are joined in the studio by Mike Waldman with his deep, rare collection of tracks. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
It's nice to see you. And this just seems so much quieter and calmer and more organized without a certain someone in studio.
Well, it's all going to be over soon because he came to pick up his dog last night, so I know he's back.
I've had such a nice few days. So is there a usual question theme to your track choices this morning?
No theme, but there's something that I found out when I woke up this morning and looked at the calendar. This is my third anniversary.
Of Waldman's Wardrobe?
Of Waldman's Wardrobe.
Congratulations.
So, drop the balloons, the confetti.
Yeah. I wish we had a button that did that. That's awesome, Mike. That's something to be pretty proud of.
Yeah. Very nice. I enjoy coming in very much.
We're coming up on 5 years for the whole station in October.
That's amazing.
We've had a few volunteers that have actually that are going to celebrate their 5 years with us as well.
That's so, who's that? Who's
some of them? Sharon James, Armin Gasparian, Corey Brindley, Eric Rankin, Greg Friedman, Almost, Jazz Quest Radio, Cindy O'Brien. A lot of them, actually. A lot of people have been around since the beginning.
Yeah.
So, pretty cool.
It must be the big bucks you pay.
Yeah, it is. All the benefits, stipends. All right. Well, where are we starting today?
Well, we're going to start with, I think the last time I was here, I played something from Pete Townsend. But when I left here that day, I found the greatest collector's item. I mean, you don't find new stuff that often, and I found something that was really awesome. It turns out that, excuse me, Pete Townsend has a girlfriend by the name of Rachel Fuller.
Currently,
yeah. Okay. He lives with this woman by the name of Rachel Fuller, and Rachel Fuller is a musician. And Rachel Fuller put out a double album and a DVD called In the Attic. And what this was is in 2006... she had put out an album and it pretty much bombed. And she was getting kind of depressed. She didn't know what she was going to do next. And the Who were about to go out on tour, 2006, a world tour. What she decided to do was she bought an Airstream trailer. And while they were in Europe, she went around with the tour in the Airstream trailer. And in between sets, she would invite different musicians to come in and play with her. And eventually, Pete Townsend started showing up and playing with her. These were all these big European festivals, so they had all these different bands, right? And so it turned out that Rachel Fuller would invite all these other musicians and Pete Townsend, and they, in between sets, they would jam in this trailer, and they would broadcast it as a web podcast.
Huh.
And so when the tour was moving to the United States, they decided not to do the Airstream. But they booked a couple of clubs, you know, like 100-person clubs, one in L.A., one in New York, and they had these two shows or a series of shows called In the Attic, which was the webcast, and they invited people like Jimmy Fallon came and performed, and Tenacious D came and performed, and Lou Reed came and performed,
cool.
Amos. So it was... And basically what it is all these people are coming in and they're playing with Pete Townsend.
Right, which is the draw for them.
That's really, yeah. And they, you know, when you listen to the music or watch the DVD, because there's a DVD of it, they look at Pete Townsend and they go, I can't believe I'm playing with Pete
right.
Townsend. So one of my favorite kind of, I don't know what you'd call him if he's folk, blues. He's actually won a Grammy for... gospel music. He won a Grammy for blues music. He won a Grammy for best instrumental performance. A guy by the name of Ben Harper.
Yeah, he is a little bit genreless, Ben Harper.
Yeah. You know, I think he started off in college radio. You know, college radio discovered him first. But what we're going to hear is Ben Harper doing a version of I'm One from the Quadrophenia album. And he's joined by Pete Townsend acoustically, and it's just delightful.
So, that is cool, Mike.
Yeah.
Well, that's why we love this segment. Waldman's Wardrobe, start off with Pete Townsend and Ben Harper. I'm the One.
Every year is the same, and I feel it again. I'm a loser, no chance to win. Start falling, come down, it's calling. Loneliness starts sinking in, but I'm one. see that this is me, and I will be. You will see I'm the one. Where do you get those blue jeans? Faded, that secret so tight. Where do you get that walker so lean? Your shoes and your shirt so just right. Me, I will be. You'll all see I'm the one.
I want this to last a really long time.
Got a Gibson without a case, but I can't get that even tan look on my face. Ill-fitting clothes, I blend in the crowd. Fingers so clumsy and my voice too loud. I am one. I am one. I can see that this is me. I will be. You'll all see I'm the one.
It's Waldman's Wardrobe on KX93.5, where Mike Waldman brings in rare tracks, and like you said off the air, Mike, the epitome of the wardrobe, to bring in something that nobody's ever heard. Pete Townsend and Ben Harper together at a small club, like you said, as part of the In the Attic series. Really, really cool. I mean, you're right. No one's going to hear that again, probably.
One of the things that was fascinating to me when I was looking up Ben Harper, I really like Ben Harper, and I have a lot of his albums, but apparently he is this big skateboarding guy.
Yeah, he's really ingrained in like the Tony Hawk community.
Yep, and he co-owns the brand Roller Horror.
Okay,
apparently, I guess that's wheels.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with that. Yeah.
But he's got his own private skateboarding warehouse where he goes and skateboards.
Cool, that's awesome.
And was married to Laura Dern at one point, so this guy's happening.
Huh. Do you think Pete Townsend still like windmill guitars when he's playing acoustically?
He does. Oh, acoustically, I don't know. He does on stage. Who knows?
I was trying to picture him acoustically just rocking out, but maybe not. All right, anyway.
Okay, so next, this is another great little find, and probably a few more people know about this, but Sex Pistols. Were they a big deal for you when you grew up?
I was a little past the time. Because I was too young. Yeah.
Well, you know, obviously, kind of like the first punk band in Britain, you know, or at least the first famous punk band in Britain.
Yeah.
You know, at least somebody that made over the United States. Well, here's what I found out. You know, their first album, they only really released one album.
Really?
Yeah. It was Never Mind the Bollocks, Here's the Sex Pistols. And they only released... having a hard time this morning talking, obviously, but they only released one album, and their fame was enormous, mainly because they got banned in their home country. You know, the BBC wouldn't play them because the song we're going to be playing is God Save the Queen, so they didn't want to play them. But they were released on Virgin Records. A week before the album was released on Virgin Records, somebody released the same album recorded 6 months earlier.
Huh.
With slightly different production values. It was more like a release of an album of demos.
Like they kind of leaked it out?
They leaked it out, but it wasn't that album. It was all the same songs, but it wasn't the same way it was produced.
Right.
It was, you know, it was a really like a punk rock attack.
Okay.
And, you know, people wondered if it wasn't the manager of the Sex Pistols that did it because he didn't really like the production.
Right.
Thought it was a little too clean.
Right.
So there's a whole other Sex Pistols album that was released. And this one's called Spunk. And we're going to hear a track from Spunk, the unreleased or the sneakily released album of demos. And this is their big hit, God Save the Queen.
Cuts so deep, you'll need a team of surgeons. It's Waldman's Wardrobe on KX93.5.
That's right, Waldman's Wardrobe, where he brings in rare tracks for us every Tuesday morning. We just heard a Sex Pistols song you probably know, but released about a week earlier from the actual album with different production value.
Yeah, it's kind of like the demo.
Yeah.
You know, and you can imagine if you had spent a lot of money, you know, hiring a band and giving them advances and then taking them into the studio and hiring a producer. And then all of a sudden, the week before you're about to put out the album, somebody else puts out the same album.
Right, that you recorded in a garage or something.
Exactly, yeah. For no money.
Yeah. Well, it makes for a pretty cool story, you know, 40 years later. So that's awesome.
Yeah, real punk rock, right? That's a great punk rock story. Okay, well, and you know, pretty much their music wasn't as big as their reputation.
Yeah.
But that's a great little song.
Yeah. Cool.
Okay, so, and the last thing I wanted to do today is I wanted to do a little bit of an honor to Glenn Campbell. And it's been weeks and weeks since he died, but I really haven't had the opportunity to do anything. And so I kept thinking, well, what's the thing that I can do that would be unique? You know, one of the things that I thought about was Glenn Campbell has been a session performer, a session musician for some of the most amazing LA music of all times in a band called The Wrecking Crew. And The Wrecking Crew was a bunch of musicians. You know, they didn't always have the same people in there, but there was a core group of people that were pretty much always the same. And that was, you know, Glenn Campbell on guitar and Leon Russell on keyboards, Carole Kay, a bass player, the only woman in the group, and Hal Blaine, who was the drummer who came up with the name The Wrecking Crew. They played on everything from Frank Sinatra to the Beach Boys to Jan and Dean to the Birds to the Monkees to the Mamas and Papas. If you recorded in L.A., you were pretty much going to be, you have this band as your backup group. Even if you had a band like the Birds, producers would say, you know, you're a bunch of kids. You can't produce, you can't come up with a record as good as the Wrecking Crew. And they would just replace the musicians. Or if you were a band like the Monkees and you didn't have any musicians, they would do it.
Right.
One of the bands that was like this was the Beach Boys. You know, obviously they were great in concert, but, you know, the Beach Boys had a real dream to become like the greatest in-studio musician album that ever came
out.
They
sure went for it.
And, you know, they had this album that called Pet Sounds. And Pet Sounds was a reaction to Revolver. So, you know, they listened to Revolver. They said, oh, now we know what can be done in a studio. And they produced this extravagant album. Interestingly enough, it was when the Beatles heard Pet Sounds that they got inspired to do Sgt. Pepper.
Hmm.
So there was this real kind of competitive rivalry there. So I came up with one of my favorite songs from Pet Sounds as a little tribute to Glenn Campbell. This is Caroline Ngo.
All right, Waldman's Wardrobe every Tuesday on KX 93.5.